To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Ben and Eddie, Yutz, broadcasting live from the outer space, straight into your brain. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
You're listening to 2SER.
What?
107.3 FM. My name's Eddie Yutz. I'm joined here with my friend Bang.
Hello. What's the name of this show?
This show is called Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER FM.
Ooh, yeah.
That's where you are. We just heard a track from Mission of Burma with Academy Fight Song there to kick off the show in a big way, which is what we like to do.
And it is a big week this week. This week, Requiem for the Aussie Larrikin, a special crossover event between the Super Happy Fun Time Hour here on 2SER and Sky News to celebrate the screening of The Death of the Aussie Larrikin, a TV program that actually came out a couple of Tuesdays ago. We had to wait until now to do it because we had the UFO special last week. We didn't want to diminish
stuff.
Our focus on the unknown.
Exactly, that's important stuff. And the Aussie Larrikin, the big news for me was I didn't even realise the Aussie Larrikin was a thing or dead.
Yes. I know. So it must have been a very, very a shocking and somber week for you to not only have to deal with the shock that the Aussie Larrikin died, but then the immense period of mourning that followed that. Do you know what killed the Aussie Larrikin, Eddie?
Can I have a wild stab in the dark? Was it political correctness?
It was political correctness. Can't believe it. And thankfully, Rowan Dean from Sky News bought this tonight as part of the death of the Aussie Larrikin. Check out the lineup that he had on the program. Biggest names in Australian comedy. Vince Sorrenti was there. Delveen Delaney. Carrie Ann Kennelly.
Oh, okay.
AKA Carrie Ann Comedy, who has never been afraid to speak out. And she's been endearing herself to Australian television audiences for more than 50 years.
It's
a long
time.
And so, obviously, the comedy pedigree of all these people is beyond reproach. Delveen Delaney. Did you know Delveen Delaney was crowned Photographic Model of the Year in 1974?
74, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, none of the other big names have done that.
Of course, the Sale of the Century, of course, is where I am. Delveen Delaney from.
Well, do you know where she was born? Mackay in Queensland.
Get out of town. That's interesting.
Don't tell me that was the same town that you were born in, Eddie. Yes,
it's not, but it's not far. It's not far down the road. I know people from there. A lot of people. Very interesting.
So you were down the road. You were at a more working class Aussie Larrikin and
yeah,
silent majority town than Mackay.
Exactly. I think.
A little town called Real Australia.
I think the thing I'm most shocked about to learn of that the Aussie Larrikin is dead is I always thought of you as the Aussie Larrikin, Bang, the perfect Aussie Larrikin.
Well, RIP me, mate, because my time has been and done. Rowan Dean, he really examined the Aussie Larrikin, and this is according to Rowan's analysis, was born in... the Rum Rebellion is sort of when the Aussie Larrikin started. And for those who don't know, the Rum Rebellion was in 1808. It was a coup d'etat against the lawful government of New South Wales by the New South Wales Corps Military Force.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's when comedy started.
Right.
That's when Aussie Larrikin comedy started as part of the Rum Rebellion. And it reached a peak in the 70s, 80s and 90s. So if you look at that on the graph... So it took like sort of 160 years for it to sort of go from when it was born to when it started peaking out, and then there's no plateau or anything like that. It was sort of a couple of decades shortly after it bit the dust.
You'd have to argue that it had a pretty good run. That's not bad.
It had a very good run. Yeah, I mean, sort of any sort of graph like that, just rise and rise and rise and rise, and then, oh, you're gone. Political correctness, we are coming for you. We've taken enough of our comedians and we won't stand for it anymore. So taking a minute here today on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour to remember the Rum Rebellion of 1808, the birth of comedy in Australia.
Hey, Bang, let's listen to a track now. What do you think?
Let's do it, mate. What song can we play that'll celebrate and commemorate the death of the Aussie Larrikin?
I'm really not sure if this will do it at all, but we're going to hear it. This is song 33 from No Name. 2SCR 107.
Oh, yeah, Mad Lib on the beat.
Mad Lib on the beat. Super happy fun time.
RIP, Aussie Larrikin.
See you later.
Don't let the door hit you where the dog should have bit you. That's a Larrikin thing to say.
That's heaps Larrikin.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come to you.
I saw a demon on my shoulders looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get haunted? Why Toy Embody don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I say not everything. Immortalizing tweets all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. one girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing, another one goal missing. One girl missing, another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be about there is trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.
Hi there. My name's Gail Austin, just in case there's some loose curvies around, and if not, maybe you'd like to become one. Check out Curved Radio tonight at 10 o'clock here on 2SER.
Do you know the way to move? Do you know?
The Super Happy Fun Timeout on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the Sports Report with Ben Doran.
In sport, as it is in life, a name can be a powerful thing. Attributed to Confucius is the saying, Bi Ye Zheng Ming Hu. The name must be correct, or the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right names. However, sometimes the names we are born with are not the names we deserve to live with. For example, would the world have fallen for the nasally charms of Robert Zimmerman, or the Cockney swagger of Maurice Joseph Micklewhite, or the pendulous and frankly terrifying member of David Jones? Probably not. These names are both stupid and not right. And yet, as Bob Dylan, Michael Caine, and David Bowie, they rise phoenix-like from the ashes of their former selves, becoming immortal. In professional sports, team names help to galvanize a fan base and sell merchandise. The Chicago Bulls, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the New York Yankees, household names all and glorious to boot. The Nashville Predators of the NHL and the King Faisal Babies of the Ghanaian Premier League, less so. In Division 4 of Newcastle's Amateur Men's Basketball League, close to 75% of all team names allude to testicle or gonads. My own team, the Grey Balls, will next week return to competition against rivals, the Big Ballers. In weeks to come, we will face Dad Ballers, King Kong Ballers, These Nuts Are Making Me Thirsty, the Scromags, Bowie's Bouncy Christmas Bag, the Crash Test Testies. The list is endless, but is it right?
Love is the answer.
You're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. We just heard from the DBs or the Decibels, Black and White. Sports report from Ben Doran was in there with some thoughts about team names. Bang, have you ever been in a team with an interesting name?
Not so much an interesting name. I've been in competitions in which teams had interesting names. I think the best one that I can remember is the Big Daddy Lampshades.
That's very good.
It's not bad, is it? And there was also one team that we used to play against that were a very, very good squad. And this was in a competition where everyone else had to represent the town that they were from, but these guys were good enough that they were just sort of able to be their own independent entry, if you will. And they were the Guru Lamas. Oof, they were amazing. And they had T-shirts with a llama on it, so you knew they were about business. But then the Aussie Larrikin died, and with that, the Guru Lamas and other funny team names. Every week, he manages to both entertain and illuminate with the sports report. Thank you so much to Ben there for appearing once again on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. He will, of course, be back again next week. Eddie, how's your week been, mate?
Pretty good. Been paying a bit of attention to the news. What do you think about the news?
I know that it's a thing that's going on in the background, and it's of interest to many people. I get my real news from the internet. I went to high school with a guy who sees beyond the real news.
Does he send you links from YouTube videos? Heard that
he does indeed. Earth is flat. Did you know that? That's why when you hit a golf ball, eventually it stops.
And that's not why. It's because of gravity.
I think you'll find it's because of the inherent flatness of the Earth.
I've got an open mind.
It's got nowhere to roll to.
Send me a link and I'll check it out.
Why do you think I've never lost a Hot Wheels? We should thank everyone who contributed to the 2SER Save Our Signal Antenna fundraiser.
Great idea, Bang. We should definitely thank everyone. It was a massive effort from the 2SER listeners to get us over the line, as they say.
We want to thank everyone who took part in that. And don't forget that every donation that you made over $2 is tax deductible, and it's coming to the end of the financial year. Where you can cash in. And obviously don't take your financial advice from me, but that's cream off the top, baby.
That's you're definitely not authorised to give out financial advice.
And I'm also not authorised to give out sort of advice on the flatness of the earth. Yet I do.
I guess that's that's freedom of speech.
It is, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
The Aussie Larrikin is not dead, and neither is the unqualified Aussie scientist. Indeed, for the unqualified Aussie scientist, it could be a golden age that we're living through right about now.
Makes sense.
This is the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM for another Sunday morning. Up next, we're going to listen to Wire with their weirdly named song, Map Reference 41 Degrees, etc., etc. You'll get the hang of it. Bloody good song, this. Super Happy Fun Time Hour 2 is here.
An aerial photographer. palaces, the floral king. A well-known waving span of wings. Weakness, the sinking of the sun. A deep breath of submission has begun. Interrupting my train of thought lines, I'm longing to the latitude.
It's a whole mixed bag of goodies today.
Pretty sexy too. I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
Welcome to World Cabbage Update. This is Barbie Gula Ronson. I am your host of World Cabbage Update. And today I would like to give a cabbage update about UFOs. Well, there's a lot of discussion going on about UFOs. What are they? Are they aliens? Are they robots? Are they farmers? I would like to offer my take as a long-time cabbage farmer in the mountains west of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. I have had many encounters over the years with UFOs, and I would like to say that they are not pro-cabbage. They are not in favour of cabbage. They do not like cabbage, but they are a constant source of irritation to your cabbage farmer. I myself dealt with UFOs almost constantly, monthly, over the years. I would be irrigating my cabbage up late. It'd be 2 a.m. I'd be listening to AM radio or an audio book. East of Eden by John Steinbeck was a personal favourite, and quite often 3 a.m. I'd be hosing cabbage, I'd be watering it, I'd be doing my best to urge it along, giving it pep talks, and then I'd look up and see a luminous green UFO looking down at me. The thing is that you had to always learn to shoo them off, because the problem with UFOs, they deliver an awful lot of heat. If you do not scare them off with a rake or with Muzak, elevated Muzak, or even psychedelic rock, they do tend to melt irrigation tubes, irrigation pipes. So over the years, I developed a really foolproof defence re UFOs. I would play psychedelic rock, I would play different types of early garage, I'd play the Seeds, I would play the 13th floor elevator, and I would generally, sometimes I would even play early British psychedelic rock, and over the years it actually would work quite well. I did have one night when I was up with my friend Ken Forbes, and I was on Mount Mee, and we were irrigating cabbage and having a book club discussion about East of Eden by John Steinbeck, and we saw a shining, luminous green UFO, and I put on some small faces and then some pretty things and SF Sorrow by the Pretty Things, and I started to wave a rake at this luminous green UFO, and it buzzed off. And ever since then, I find I'm not really fazed by UFOs, but if you have a cabbage farm, you have to stay up all night, otherwise they will melt your cabbage and your irrigation tubings. Anyway, that's it for World Cabbage Update today. This is your host, Barbie Geller Ronson. Thank you for listening, and next week I will talk about common cabbage farming problems when dealing with werewolves. Stop the tape.
Oh, there's no going back to that.